When I've gone just as far as I can go, I can count on you, Lord, to carry my love. When I've done everything I know to do, I can count on you, Lord, to carry me through.
Amen.
And when I've gone just as far as I can go, I can count on you, Lord, to carry my love. When I've done everything I know to do, I can count on you, Lord, to carry me through.
Never leave me to walk alone. You are the
when I've gone just as far as I can go, I can count on you, Lord, to carry my love. When I've done everything I know to do, I can count on you, Lord, to carry me. I can count on you, Lord, to carry me through.
Amen. 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 I'm glad you can count on Him to carry you through. That's who I'm counting on tonight. I'm counting on Him. I've been saved long enough to know that I can count on Him. Amen. Now, they're having all these bachelor art services and stuff like that. And Marvin, Brother Marvin, is getting to actually preach a bachelor art service in Marion, at high school, because his daughter is graduating. Shelly, that was up here this morning, and he said, "Boy, I'm getting." I said, "Brother, get up there and shell the corn. Get up there and say, I'm going to tell you something right now. Hey, you bunch of hypocrites!" Ha! Like that. He said, "I don't know, that'd be hard to do, boy. Get up there and I don't know, let her rip." But he does want us to pray for him tonight as he's doing that service. I don't know why they do that on Sunday. You know that ain't right. Anyway, let's remember him and those that are at that tonight. And others we have on vacation, Ron and Kim, their family and others. Let me say something about your vacation. I'm not against you taking one, but I really, everybody, don't take them all on the same week, and don't be gone on Sunday unless you have to. I mean, work it out, especially that first Sunday in July. That first Sunday in July, we are having our 12th anniversary service. It's only 4 weeks, and look, wait till that thing's over before you leave, because if you're going on vacation that week, because we're going to have that big water slide, we're cooking out. Let the kids play ball, our church kids on Sunday evening that day, and having something real big for the bus kids on Sunday morning, and a special day for our buses on that Sunday morning. July the 1st, our church will be 12 years old. And it's hard to believe, hard to believe. And the Lord's brought us through a lot of battles and stuff in 12 years, and we honor Him and praise Him for it. I tell you, buddy, you just don't find churches anymore, hardly. That are really growing and reaching people. It's almost, most of the churches that are growing are just taking people out of the churches. It's hard to find a church where sinners are being saved. And so we ought to thank God for our church And as we celebrate our 12th anniversary on the first day of July. Then on the 9th, we go to camp. So don't forget that. Everybody plan on, there is no age limit. Take them from the womb to the tomb at camp. So you don't forget that too, okay? Look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. That's little, ain't it? Womb to the tomb. That's what Jimmy Robbins said. Womb to the tomb. John chapter 14. I will give you a thought tonight, and I really promise you this is going to be real short, and I'm going to take just a minute and do what every preacher ought to do on a regular basis. I'm going to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're saved tonight and know why you're saved, you'll appreciate it. Because if it was not for the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what the Bible calls Him, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ shows his position, and Lord is his deity and his position, and Jesus his humanity. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. I like to hear people refer to him as the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not a fan of people all get on TV and say, "Me and Jesus," and tell Jesus. Now you can do that, but just the word Jesus. There's people named Jesus. There's some Spanish boys. A lot of them named Jesus. And you ain't talking about them. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is Lord. That means He's God. He's Christ. He's the Savior. And He's Jesus. He was man. He's all three in one. Three and one in three. There's a false preacher. Some of them guys on TV are really off. Mr. T made me a DVD I asked him for. And I've been studying a little bit, called TV Preachers Exposed. And all TV preachers are not fakes. But some of the ones that are not fakes have some weird beliefs. Really weird. And I'm going to show it to you here one of these days, and I get some of that put together. And this guy, one of the guys on there, you'd know him, I'll call his name, I'll show it to you. He said, Jesus is a Trinity by Himself, and God is a Trinity by Himself, and the Spirit is a Trinity by Himself. And I was sitting there saying, no, He is not either. They ain't nothing by themselves. Whatever one is, the other one is. They're all three one and one three. They're one and three and one. There's one God. He's manifested in three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, the reason they preach different stuff is because you can't understand that. Nobody understands that. You can't understand how God's God and Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit's God. When you're talking to the Holy Spirit, you're dealing with God. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit ain't like electricity, like a force. He is a person. Matter of fact, when I was over there praying, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, and call people, preach and everything. Then when you're dealing with Jesus, you're dealing with God. Man told me the other day, he said, Jesus didn't claim to be God. Well, he did too. He didn't just come right out and say, I am the Son of God. But Brother Derek pointed out that verse where he did say, where you say that I am the Son of, you say that I am the Son of God, and so I am, or words to that effect. He did profess to be God in the flesh. And He was God in the flesh. And then, of course, God's God. God's God, Jesus is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. You can't have one of them without having all three of them. If you have one, you have all three. You don't get God on the installment plan. You don't come and get saved and get Jesus and then come back 2 months later and get the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have Jesus. He said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So the question tonight, if you're a Christian, is not do you have the Spirit. The question is, does the Spirit have you? That's the question. And the answer to that is obviously no a lot of times. Now, John chapter 14, the Lord said this. I want you to know it's a great verse here. He said in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto them, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. The Lord made the statement there. He said, I am the way. Thank God. People are looking for a way, searching for a way. People are looking for a way out. People are looking for a way in. People are looking for a way through. And people are looking for a way out of here. They are now saying that we are experimenting. They're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on these gigantic satellite to try to pick up some kind of signal from outer space. They're saying there's got to be. Scientists now, what's these discovery thing? History Channel? Scientists are now saying, they say the chances are extremely high that there's life on other planets because there's so many of them. Billions and billions, they say it's not possible that this could be the only one there is. Of course, we know they're wrong. We know God put life on this planet. It's different than all the rest of them. And the reason there's so many planets is because God has plans for them in the future. So God's got plans for them planets on out yonder. What do they call them? Planets. And brother, there's plans for them things. I never thought of that in my life until just then. Anyway, that's two in one day, y'all. You know, teeth, drums, and the planets. This thing is coming to the place where they're saying we're about to make contact. There's somebody out there. Come to us. Is there anybody out there? And they're picking up signals from outer space. Picking up signals from outer space. We're picking up signals from outer space, and they're gonna pick one up. I guarantee it. It probably will be after the rapture. I'm off the subject, but several people have mentioned to me. My daughter Corey over there, the first one. Have y'all heard about the rash of zombie people that have popped up? Y'all heard this? Raise your hand. People are going around eating everybody's face off. And that's right. How many of y'all have not heard that? Raise your hand. Okay, it's on the news. She texted me. There's been a tremendous amount just this week in the last few days of people eating people. They're eating their face, their jaws, and chewing them up. And kill them like that. One homeless man, a man ate his entire face off. And all that happened. And they're saying that zombies doing it. And somebody asked me what I thought about it. Hey, listen, there might really be zombies out there. I'm not kidding you. During the tribulation, there will be things walking around on this earth that are really not people and really not devil. They're a mixture. And they already have been. And you know what? That happened in the days of Noah in Genesis 6, where the sons of God saw the daughters of men. They mixed and became a super race and produced giants. And the Lord said, as it was in them days, so will it be. And that's why vampire movies are popular, and everybody's a vampire or a zombie, and all the girls like the bad guys. You know why they're attracted to bad guys? There's that sinful nature in there, like Eve was talking to the devil and all that stuff. I ain't got time to preach on all that tonight. But anyway, there's zombies running around. Zombies. They say, old Will Smith and them just come out with Men in Black 3. I ain't seen it. I don't even know if it's out yet. But I guarantee you, I can tell you what it's about. They're taking it a step further. We're in contact with aliens. And I bet you they've got people. I bet you they've got people in that movie. I don't know this. If somebody sees it, tell me. I bet you they've got people in that movie that look normal but are really not people. And that's where it's headed, if it ain't there already. That's where it's headed during the tribulation. I'm going to tell you something. They're saying we got to find a way out. We've got to find a drug that'll help us. We've got to find a cure. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm telling you, thank God, hallelujah. I'm glad I learned as a child the Holy Scriptures that's able to make me wise unto salvation. And I'm glad Jesus is the way. He's the way out of here. I don't care what science discovers. I don't care what books they write. I don't care if they can come out with Men in Black 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 14, 189, brother. He's the way out of here. He's the way out of here. Will Smith couldn't get his way out of a paper bag. He knows not where he's going. And his kids don't neither. And his wife don't neither. I'm telling you, Jesus is the way out. Jesus is the way out. The Lord's the way out of here. Hallelujah. He is the way out. He didn't just come to preach the gospel. Brother, he come so there wouldn't be a gospel. There wouldn't be a gospel if he hadn't have come. He said, I'm the way. Now, just a half brother. Ladies and gentlemen. They said one time this lawyer walked into a barbershop. He come in like this, and he walked. You know how guys walk in the barbershop? You girls, it's a little bit different for you girls. I don't know what y'all say when you first walk in to a beauty shop. But the guys come in like this. They come in and say, hang your coat over and that thing so they won't get hair all over it. And they run in and say, how's it going, fellas? And this lawyer said, what's the good news? And the barber reached over and he said, Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. And the guy said, what? He said, Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. And that is the good news. That is the good news. We need to tell it. Tell everybody at work. Tell everybody at school. They can't stop you from telling them. Tell everybody you know that Jesus is the way out. He's the way out. Tell the drug addict, Jesus is the way out. They can't do it by themselves. Tell the alcoholic, He's the way out. Tell the sinners, He's the way out. And thank God He's the way out for me. I couldn't make it without the Lord. I couldn't get nowhere without the Lord. He is the way for old brother Danny. And He's your way here tonight. I have no idea how many defeated Christians there are sitting in here tonight. And you're sitting there thinking tonight, everybody's got the victory but me. I'm backslidden, everybody else. No, sir. We're all made out of the same old rotten stuff. If we got what we deserve, we'd all be in hell. The longer I'm saved, the more I realize your very best ain't good enough. It's all Him. It's all Him. It's all Him. It's all Him. You know what we ought to do tonight? We ought to just stop and shout a while and say, it's all Him. It's all Him. Because of Him I'm here. Because of Him I ain't dead. Because of Him I got my health. Because of Him I got my mind. Because of Him we got our church. Because of Him we're going to heaven. Because of Him we ain't going to hell. Because of Him we get to live forever. It's all because of Him. Fall in love with Him tonight. Teach your kids that Jesus Christ is the greatest person ever been or ever will be. You know, little old boys like heroes. Little boys like heroes. And if you got a little boy, don't let them grow up and let their hero be some old rap singer or rock singer. I'd rather my boys have an athlete for a hero than a rock singer. And all the athletes ain't what they're cracked up to be, but an athlete's far better role model than a rapper or a rocker. And brother, listen, some of them athletes got good testimonies. They love the Lord. But point them to somebody like that and say, now there you go, Tim Tebow or somebody like that. And say, there's a man that's a Christian. Honor God. Do right. Let him be. And then you point them and say, Jesus is the best hero. Somebody said this, more than 1,900 years ago, there was a man born contrary to the laws of life. This man lived in poverty and was reared in obscurity. He did not travel extensively. Only one time did he cross the boundary of the country in which he lived, and that was during his exile in his childhood. He possessed neither name, wealth, or influence. His relatives were inconspicuous, uninfluential, and had neither training nor education. But in his infancy, he startled a king. In childhood, he puzzled the doctors. In manhood, he ruled the course of nature, walked on the ways as if they were pavement, and hushed the sea to sleep. He healed the multitudes without medicine and made no charge for his services. He never wrote a book, yet all the libraries in the world could not hold the books that could be written about him. He never wrote a song, but he's furnished the theme of more songs than all the other songwriters put together. Think of what I'm saying, people. He never founded a college, but all the schools put together cannot boast of having as many students as he does. He never practiced medicine, yet he's healed more broken hearts than all the doctors far and near. He never marshaled an army, but never drafted a soldier, never fired a gun, and yet no leader ever had more volunteers who, having under his orders, made rebels stack arms and surrender without a shot being fired. He's the star of astronomy. He's the rock of geology. He's the lion of the tribe of zoological kingdom. He's the revealer of the snares that lurk in darkness. He's the rebuker of every evil thing that prowls by night. He's the quickener of all that is wholesome, the adorner of all that is beautiful, the reconciler of all that is contradictory, the harmonizer of all discord, and the healer of all diseases. He's the savior of all mankind. This man you know as the Lord Jesus Christ. He stands forth on the highest pinnacle of heavenly glory, proclaimed by God, acknowledged by angels, adored by saints, feared by devils, as the living, personal Christ. Amen? A study of the Bible reveals Christ in its central theme and great subject. What the hub is to the wheel, Jesus Christ is to the Word of God. It revolves around Him. All its types point to Him. All its truths converge in Him. A man asked me the other day, I told him this morning, he said, Danny, have you read the whole Bible?
I said, I sure have. He said, "Now," he said, "I can't understand the Old Testament." This man went in his 60s. He said, "I can't understand it. I read it," and I said, "A man told me a long time ago, he said, when you read the Old Testament, all you got to do is look for Jesus. You look for Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. You need to grow a little bit and understand this. Your Old Testament is your New Testament concealed. Your New Testament is the Old Testament revealed." You got that? The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. It's hid with types and shadows, but it's all back there. All them New Testament truths are back there in the Old Testament. You just got to know how to see them. Then your New Testament is your Old Testament revealed. So what you do when you get the New Testament, all that stuff starts opening up. For example, you read the first verse, "In the beginning was God, and in the beginning God created heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness moved on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light." There's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the light of the world. The sun wasn't made till the fourth day. He said, let there be light. He did not create Jesus. He was already there. And then you go on over there when Adam and Eve was created. And Adam went to sleep. You know what God did? And I told this guy all this. I preached him a little sermon. He was working on the lawnmower. And I preached him a little sermon there. And I said, but listen, you know what else? I said, he done this. I said, when God made Adam go to sleep, he laid him down like a cat, and he took a rib out of his side. And you know why he took that rib? You know why God didn't just say, let there be Eve? You know why God didn't just say, create Eve, have the dust of the earth, wipe up some dust and make Eve? He was showing you something. He's teaching you New Testament. He's pointing to the one I'm preaching about tonight. Adam died, and out of his side came Eve, his wife. And the Lord Jesus Christ one day hung on Calvary's cross, and a spear went right there in that very spot. And blood and water came out and purchased his wife, the church. I'm telling you, you can't beat that stuff with a stick, brother. That old Moses over there, they took over there and they hung out there and they come out and he said, he hit that rock and he goes, pow, like that. And he goes, pow. And when he hit that rock, water came out and watered that whole crowd, the whole crowd. You know what that's a picture of? God could have let it rain. God could have let their water bottles fill up miraculously. That rock was Christ. And Moses hit that rock and, brother, the water gushed out. So when Jesus got smitten, he got hit on the cross, the water came out, me and you's drinking it tonight. I'm telling you, hallelujah, the Old Testament points to him. It all revolves around him. He's Main Street in the Bible, brother. He's a Capitol building in the Word of God. He's right in the middle of it. And I wouldn't be worth shooting if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ. Fall in love with him tonight. Fall in love with him. Amen. Abel's lamb was a type of Christ. Abraham offering Isaac. In Genesis 22, 3, 4, wherever it's at in there, I think, 8, Genesis 20-something there, Abraham takes Isaac up there. You know what that's a picture of? And he takes him up there and he said, "Hey, Isaac, now you lay down right here. Isaac, his only son. Abraham, picture of God the Father, lays Isaac down. He's getting ready to kill. And Abraham, people say, well, Abraham knew, you know. Now, I believe Abraham had every intention of killing that boy. If God hadn't stopped him, he'd have killed him. Just sure as your name what it is, he'd have killed him. He goes up there like that, takes that sword, and he goes down, and right when he's about to do it, God says, stop! Right there. And the Lord said, now I know. Of course, you know, God already knew, but God was saying, I know how you're thinking now, Abraham, and you've proved it to yourself and to me that you won't even withhold your only son. You're a picture of me. And the Lord looked at him and he said, I will provide myself a lamb. Amen. You notice how that was worded? He said, God will provide himself a lamb. That's way back in Genesis. There's your King James Bible kicking in, people. He didn't say God will provide for himself a lamb. He said God will provide himself a lamb. It was him. It was God. Lord have mercy. I'm about to shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah, people. We just don't know how big this thing is we got into. When we got saved, we got a wealth of knowledge and of the future and the past in the Bible. Let's fall in love with the Lord tonight. You know why you ought to live for the Lord? Because you love Him. Amen. All them types back there in the Old Testament. The Passover lamb. When they put that lamb over there and he said, strike the doorpost, he took that thingamajig and went wham, wham, wham. Put the blood right there, and right there over the door. Isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that a coincidence? The lamb died and the blood was put up there, 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 and there. A perfect picture of the cross. And when the death angel passed over, he said, "When I see the Baptist." No, he didn't. When the death angel passed over, he didn't say, "When I see those that have on a tie." No, he didn't. He passed over and said, "When I see the blood." I'm telling you tonight, I thank God Almighty in heaven tonight that when he, hallelujah, when he sees me, he sees the blood. He don't see me as I am. He sees me as worthy. Glory to God, people. That's the gospel. That's what we got to shout about. That's what we can holler about. The gospel tonight. I'm just not into this modern day kind of preaching where he said, "Well, this is cool, man, and everybody's just good." Oh, come on, man. We got a story to tell, people. We got the greatest news the world's ever heard. And you can't say that and not get excited about it. Lord have mercy. I got thinking. I told you a story before, but I'm going to tell you another about the little dog that lives near me. My nephew, Wesley Silvers, has a little Mar. Her name is Marley. Y'all remember the story I told you about Marley? Marley is the ugliest dog. I'm telling you, how many of y'all know who Marley is? I'm telling you, the dog's scary. I've had people come to my house and say, "What is that?" You can't. It looks like a Tasmanian devil. Bless her heart. And her hair is gray, black, and white. And it just sticks out like it. She's scary looking. Honest to goodness, looks like Tasmanian devil. You won't even think it's a dog. You won't even think it's a dog. You think it's like some kind of a little, I don't know, some kind of little hybrid creature or something or other. And bless her heart, I'm telling you, that dog's got manners. And that dog, I tell you, that dog is faithful. And that dog, I'm telling you, every night when I go home tonight, she'll see me coming up my driveway, and she'll run across the yard, and she'll run up there and just stand up there and look at me like this. She won't bark. She won't jump up on you like that. She got manners, you know what I mean? She stands back here and says, "Yes, sir, if thou wouldst feed me, I would be obliged." But that's, you can tell that's what she's thinking. She don't jump on you. She don't make a big scene. Start trying to lick you. And I hate a dog trying to lick me. I don't know if dog licking me, I'd slap it. I don't want dog spit on me. And I think you're weird if you want dog spit on you. I don't want no human spit on me. I sure don't want no dog spit on me. People let dogs, well, whatever, y'all, that's sick. But anyway, she don't do that. She stand back far from here to that wall and say, "I'm here, sir, if thou wouldst bid me well." And I said, "Honey, you just wait just a second, Mar." I do it every night. I didn't do it one night this week, and I felt terrible. I felt terrible. I felt like a missionary that let my job down. And I go in the house, and I get whatever I've got. If I got a piece of ham, I didn't have nothing but pork skins. That's all I had, pork skins. I don't keep a whole lot of food around my house. And some of it, like, from you, ain't no use in keeping it. I bought a jug of milk a couple of weeks ago, and I wound up pouring half of it down the sink. But anyway, I don't keep a whole lot of food in there because I eat home about once a week. And I went in there and I found her something, and I just threw it out and said, "Here you go, Mar." Well, anyway, Wesley told me the other day, he said, "Marley," he said, "you know, Marley was missing for 3 weeks." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, 3 weeks." And I didn't even realize, it's been a while back. He said, "She is gone for 3 weeks." Yeah, I said, "I thought she's dead. You know, all the other dogs around there, finally a car hits them or somehow poisoned them or something, you know." And he said, I thought she's dead. And he said, "We just figured she's finally gone. Lord, she's been there several years." And he said, "I thought we'd seen old Mar for the last time." And he said, told me, he said, "Me and Weston," he said, "we was over there at the tractor place in Marion." He said, "We was over there buying, and we looked up on the bulletin board, and the dog place pound had pictures, and we looked at pictures, and there was Mar. There was her picture on the wall." And he said, "I said, there's Marley." And you know, they put him up there for a while, and if nobody adopts him out, they'll kill him. And nobody is going to adopt Marley. I'm telling you, if a person seen that, nobody would have Marley but Wesley and Kelly and Corey and my girl. You wouldn't have her, Kelly. listen, I couldn't be mean to that dog. I mean, that's the nicest dog I believe I've ever met in my life. And I mean, she has got so... He said, there's Marley. And buddy, I'm telling you, old Marley was on the chopping block. She'd have been dead in no time. There's nobody going to look. Well, there's a schnauzer, and there's a poodle, and there's a beagle. Nobody ain't going to say, oh, what a cute little dog. Let's go get her. Nobody. Let her die. I mean, she'd have died, brother. She was gone. No hope. Old Wesley said, we went down there to the pound, and he went down there, and he said, I want that dog right there. He said, it cost me $60 to get her out of there. He said, they'd give her shots or something or another. Cost me $60! But I brought her back home, and there she laid right there in the grass. I thought, glory to God. Lord, I was a shouting and while he, I'm Mar. That's who I am. Listen, this world don't have no use for me. I mean, I'm gone. I'm done. They say, you want him? Lord, no. Get him. He's a sorry, good for nothing. But I'm glad there's somebody up there that saw a little something in me that loved me and said, yes, I'll buy him. I'll pay the price for it. Woo! Hallelujah to God. He paid more than $60 for me, brother. He paid his precious blood. He owned us, then he lost us, then he bought us back. He redeemed us. Glory to God. That's what he done for me. Amen. Let's stand tonight with our heads bowed. Amen. Let's all stand. Come on, let's sing a little bit, Brother Jason. Amen. Let's sing tonight. I don't know how you feel tonight, but everybody here tonight ought to fall in love with the Lord. You would go to hell if it wasn't for Jesus. You'd burn in hell if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ. You teenagers, don't try to be all cool and hip and all that. You'd burn in hell if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's get up here and sing something happy, brother, whatever you want to pick out. Let's pray. Amen. Father, thank you so much tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm glad you're the way. I'm glad, Lord, you made a way. I'm glad you are the way. I'm glad you'll always be the way. Help us tonight, God, to fall in love with Jesus. We'll thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing and let's pray. If you want to come and pray, let's get in this altar tonight.
Amen.
And say, Lord,
let's sing 391. If you